में ओ Om Shanti. Today, the Holiest Father,
Appanne, Holy Bachchon Se
Today, the Holiest Father is celebrating a meeting with his holy children. The holy children everywhere, even if they are far away in distance, are near. On the forehead of the holy children, that is the great children, Bap Dada is seeing a shining star on their foreheads. Such great holy
aur koi nahi banta,
no one else becomes so great and pure like you. fortunate children who take the vow of purity at the confluence age. Become double pure in the future. Pure in the body, and the soul also becomes pure. So pure in body and soul. You may take around in the whole cycle. Even though so many great souls have come, however, no one has become so pure, neither the great souls nor the religious souls like you. That is, no one has become pure in soul and body. Dada is proud of you children. And he says, "Wow, how great. Are my such pure children, how great.
Double pavitra, double taj dhari, koi nahi.
No one else not only doesn't become double pure, but also no one gets a double crown too. It's only you elevated souls who become double crowned as well. You are able to bring that double pure, double crowned form of yours in front of you, aren't you?
Yes, Sangam Yoga.
This is why the practical life which you children have made at this confluence age the speciality, the memorial of the speciality of each one's life is celebrated by the people of the world in the form of a festival. Even today, all of you have come flying in the Vimans, planes of love, here to celebrate Holi, haven't you? You have come here to celebrate Holi, haven't you? All of you have celebrated the Holi of purity in life. Actually, the people of the world have given a physical form to all the spiritual secrets because they are body conscious and they, you are soul conscious. The ones with a spiritual life, the ones leading a spiritual life,
body conscious,
and they are body conscious. This is why they have taken everything in a physical way. You have burnt your old sanskars and nature in the fire of yoga, and the people in the world burn everything in a physical fire. Why?
Purane sanskar
because without burning the old sanskars, neither can God's company color you, nor can you experience God's meeting. There is so much value of your life. Because each step of yours is celebrated in the form of a festival. Because you have filled zeal and enthusiasm in your whole life. That is, you have made your life completely filled with zeal and enthusiasm. Your memorial is in the form of celebrating and being enthusiastic and zealous only for one day. The life of all of you is filled with enthusiasm, zeal and happiness, is it not? Is it always or is it sometimes only? Is it always filled with enthusiasm or is the enthusiasm only sometimes? Those who think that they are always in enthusiasm, they are always happy, those who think that happiness is our special gift given by God to us, do you experience this? Let anything happen. But the happiness, enthusiasm, zeal of cannot go away from Brahmin life. cannot be taken away from Brahmin life. Bhaktada wishes to see the face of every child happy, cheerful. Because up to now, no one ever has become so fortunate like you, nor will anyone become in the future too, as fortunate like you in the future too. Here, different wings are sitting. Have you made a plan for making yourself an image of such experience? Bhaktada is happy to know that today this wing has come, tomorrow that wing has come, because different professional wings come during every meeting. So Baba is saying, congratulations to you because you have the zeal and enthusiasm to do service, and that's very good. First of all, make a plan for the self. Bhaktada has observed that those of every wing make plans, one better than the other. And they make very good plans. But along with that, it is very essential that you make plans for self-progress as well. Bhaktada wishes that every wing
plan
should make practical plans for self-progress too and take a number. Just as you come together for the meeting, whether it is those from this land or from foreign lands, you come together, form a meeting, have a meeting and make plans. Bhaktada is happy to see that as well. However, just as you come together and sit in a gathering and make plans of service with zeal and enthusiasm, similarly, with that much zeal and enthusiasm, you should pay more attention to making plans of self-progress and take a number in the front. Bhaktada wishes to hear from you that in this month this wing made plans for self-progress and brought those plans in practical form too. All those who have come from different wings, raise your hand. About 5 or 6 wings are in this group. They are raising their hands. There are so many of them. 5 wings, 5 professional groups. There is I don't know which they are, but it will be announced later. But Baba is saying, welcome to all of you. Okay, you may put your hand down. And there is still one more turn, the last turn of this season. Bhaktada had already given you the homework. Bhaktada sees the result every day of you. You must be thinking that Bhaktada will take our account in the last meeting. But actually, Bhaktada sees your result every day. There are still 15 days left. Now in these 15 days, those of each wing those who have come and also those wings which are not here, but all the wings those children from all wings to the children from all wings, Baba is giving the signal that each wing must make some plans for self-progress. It could be a plan to become the embodiment of a particular power or to become an image of a particular virtue. To spread light and might in the world in some way. So those of each wing should come together and decide what type of plan you will bring into practice for self-progress. It's good that you have become a member of some wing, but each member of each wing should be number one. It's not that just your name is noted, that you are a member of this so-and-so wing and it's done. No, but it should be that you are a member of that wing for self-progress. Can this be possible? All those who are instrumental for the different wings, the national coordinators or zonal coordinators or headquarters coordinators, Baba saying, you, they stand up. Those were instrumental, national, also double foreigners also amongst you too. You must be of a particular wing, serving that particular wing, medical wing or cultural wing or jurist wing, or you know, the instrument ones also, the senior sisters, Baba's telling them too to stand up. Jyanti Ben, Mohini Ben, Dr. Nirmala, Sudesh Ben, Chakradari Ben, and also there are so many senior sisters and brothers from India. So Baba is seeing them and saying that Baba is seeing all of you as very powerful souls. You're like powerful images. So, do you think that everyone will do something in these 15 days? Can it happen? Say. Can it happen? Say. Can something happen? Ramesh Bhai is saying something. They are saying yes, we will make efforts. We will make efforts. Ramesh Bhai has got the mic. Ramesh Bhai is saying, yes, those of every wing will definitely make efforts. Others also say, and there's Mahendra Bhai of Administrator's Wing. And Brother Mahendra is saying that there were 80 in our meeting, and everyone promised that we will never get angry We will never have anger in us. They have made a promise and they are sitting here, and Baba is saying, are you also doing their inquiry whether they are really not getting angry? And Mahendra Bhai is saying, yes, they made a promise in the meeting today, yesterday, and now their promise that they'll never get angry. And Baba is saying, okay, are you courageous? Do you have the courage that in these 15 days can you make inquiry and get the result from everyone? Baba is asking the instruments, what about the foreign sisters and Jayanti Ben and Dr. Nirmala, Mohini Ben? Baba is asking them, what do you think? Can it be possible that also all the double foreigners to... What about those of Bharat? Say, can it be possible? And Shashi Ben is saying, yes, they're all nodding their head and saying, yes, it can be possible that they can make an inquiry and see whether they are really having self-progress. So, Bap Dada, when he sees your faces, Bap Dada does feel that the result is good. However, so result is good, but even in these 15 days, if you make effort to pay full attention, then this practice will be useful to you in the future as well. Now do this type of meeting. Whatever aim you want to keep, to imbibe any virtue or any power, to become the image of that, the embodiment of that. And for that, Bap Dada of course keeps on watching you, but then Bap Dada will give you a number in this. Baba will find out who is number one, or which is number one wing in doing self-progress. Because Bap Dada has observed, okay, you may sit down, because all the seniors are standing, Brijmohan Bhai and Amish Bhai, all were standing. Because they are the chairpersons of the different wings. So Baba told them to sit down. So Bap Dada observed that very good plans are made. However, if service of others and self-progress do not take place simultaneously, then you are not able to, or you will not able to get that much success as much as you want if the both are not done simultaneously. This is why seeing the closeness of time, or keeping the closeness of time in front of you.
Seva or Svaunati.
Service of others and self-progress should be get combined. Should be combined together. The service alone is not needed. The self-progress alone, the service alone is not enough. Just self-progress alone also is not enough. But both should be together. And you can get better success in service if attention is paid to self-progress as well. The sign of success in service and self-progress is that you will be satisfied with yourself and those whom you serve will get the experience of satisfaction of your services. If neither you are satisfied nor those whom you serve are satisfied, it means you will have to work harder and get less success. It means there will be less success and more work. All of you know that all of you know what is the golden key to get easy success in service and self-progress? Do you know what is the golden key for that? All of you have the experience of it anyway. The golden key is that you should consider yourself to be only an instrument in your behavior, on your face, and in your contact and relationships. You have to consider yourself to be an instrument, be humble, and have very, and your words should be calm, cool, Just as you observed in Brahma Baba and in Jagadamba, Mother, but at present there is only a little percentage of success in service. The reason for that is whatever you wish to happen or whatever plans you make, but to get the result of that, you do not achieve that much percentage in as a result. So what is the reason for that? Bhaktada noticed that the reason for not getting the good result is because of one word, of lack of success in your efforts is because of one word, and that one word is I. The word I, is used in three ways. The word I is used in three ways. When you're soul conscious, you say, I am a soul. In that too, the word I is used. And when in body consciousness, then too you say I. So you say whatever I say, whatever I do is right. So in that too the word I comes. You say I am intelligent. This is the limited I-ness. So body consciousness is a result of body consciousness. And the third I is when someone becomes disheartened, then too he says I. It's an I of inferiority complexity. He will say, I can't do it. I don't have the courage. So in that too, the word I is used. I can't hear this. I can't accommodate this. So I can't. He keeps on saying this. I can't. Therefore, the word I is used in this too. And therefore, Bhaktada keeps hearing the songs from you, this type of songs of I from you. All the three types of I are being sung by you. Brahma Baba and Jagatamba, Mother, took the number ahead. The reason or the speciality of theirs was they did not have the false I-ness in them. They were totally ignorant of the I of body consciousness or disheartenment. They would never say, I am giving you my advice, I am right. Baba would always say, Baba says this, Baba says this, Baba is getting it done, I'm not doing anything, Baba would say. Baba would not say, I am intelligent. He would say, no, the children are more intelligent than me.
Jagatamba kami.
Even Mama Jagatamba
Saloganta
had a slogan.
Yade.
Do you remember Mama's slogan? The old ones know it. They must be remembering it. Jagatamba used to say, Mama used to say, very lovely words. Mama used to say, hukumi hukum chala raha, means the one who is giving the orders is making me work. I'm not doing anything. The father is making me do it. Karavanhar is the father and he is getting it done, or he is making me do it. Therefore, the first thing you have to do is to finish the eye of ego or the eye of disheartenment in you. Say Baba, Baba and everything in a natural way. Let the word Baba, Baba come on your lips in a natural way. It should come naturally from your lips. Because all of you have made a determined thought, haven't you, to become like the Father. Therefore, if you want to become Bab Saman, if you want to become like the Father, then finish off, destroy, burn away this royal form of Aya, of I. Okay, if you say, I will not get angry, but then why does anger come? It comes because of I-ness again. So all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? You have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? Therefore, what is the first celebration of Holi? It is burning all the old. You know, and today is a day when they have lit bonfires everywhere on the streets, on the roads, outside the houses, and they put all the old furniture in the fire and finish and destroy. So Baba is referring to that. You are the lamps of hope of the Father. The only thing you have to do is to finish off this I-ness. Finish the two eyes and keep one eye. Keep one I-ness and finish off two I-nesses. Why do you have to do that? Because Bap Dada Bap Dada is seeing that so many of your brothers and sisters, not the Brahmin children, but the worldly people, they are your own brothers and sisters, aren't they? So they are they have lost their courage, they have become disheartened in life. Now you will have to put wings of zeal and enthusiasm on them. They feel that they are helpless without any support. They have lost all hopes. Therefore, O the merciful ones, O the ones who bless others, O the gods and goddesses of the world. Baba is addressing us in this way. Now, with your good wishes and feelings of mercy and spiritual feelings, fulfill the feelings of them. Don't you get the vibrations of peacelessness and sorrow of them? You are the instrument souls. You are the ancestors. You are the worship worthy ones. You are the main trunk of the tree. You are the foundation. All are looking for you. Where are our protectors? Where are our gods? Baba is able to hear their cries a great deal. So now, through self-progress, gives Akash of different powers. To them, give them wings of zeal and give them wings of courage. Your drishti is like your pichkari. Pichkari is the sprinkler, you know, with which they sprinkle color on everyone. So Baba saying, your drishti is like the sprinkler. And with the sprinkler of your drishti, color them with the color of happiness, color them with the color of peace. Color them with the color of love. Color them with the color of bliss. Already have been colored by God's company.
Or Atma ko bhi.
But now
thoda sa
you have to give the experience of spiritual color to other souls.
Parvatam milanka mangal mileka anubhav.
You have to give them the experience of meeting God, of celebrating a meeting with God. Show the destination to the wandering souls. Show the path to the destination to the wandering souls. When you make plans of self-progress, at that time, or for that, become a checker and find out whether this royal form of I-ness doesn't come in the way. Why is Baba saying all this? Because today you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? This is why Bap Dada is giving you the thought, the determined thought to make.
The
what should be your determined thought, that today I am destroying this I of body consciousness or ego, or the I of disheartenment. I'm going to burn all that today. So burn it today. Don't take it back with you. You will burn something, won't you? What type of fire will you light? It will be the fire of yoga. The volcanic fire of yoga you have to light. The fiery form of yoga you have to light. Do you know how to light such a fire? The fire of volcano or the fiery fire? Or is the fire ordinary one? Become like a volcano.
Light white house.
Become a light house and a might house. Now, do you like it? Attention, please. Burn the I-ness. When Bap Dada hears you singing the song of I, then Baba switches off the TV or the radio, whatever. Baba switches that instrument off. But when you say, wow, wow, how great, he increases the volume. So it means Baba is doing this work whole day, switching off and switching on, and increasing volume, reducing volume, seems like, isn't it? So, because when you say I, you know, you get so strained. There's a lot of strain in that. Then there is strain in everything. No, not this, but that. Not that, but this. So not this and not that. So you strain yourself. And because of the strain, stress comes. Stress is created. Baba's rhyming words, lagao, means attachment. Jukao means attraction. And swabhav means nature. So, attraction, attachment, nature. Now, Baba said these words are good, but people have made them negative. Attachment towards the body, attraction towards name and form, and old nature. So, now make these three positive. Do not strain yourself, because attraction or attachment in a physical way brings a lot of strain. It brings let anyone do anything or see anything, but don't pull that towards yourself, neither the person nor the thing. Let the strain, the pull be finished. Let it be just Baba, Baba, Baba. Do you like this? So there were three things. Do not take the I-ness with you, because again it will become heavy. The load will become heavy if you take it with you back in the train. You have a song which you sing, don't you? I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. So finish the two I-nesses and just keep one I-ness. Did you celebrate Holi? Did you burn the old? Now you will make a promise, won't you? Did you make a promise? Those who say they did make a promise, raise your hand. Or still something will remain? The promise to finish it completely, or should Baba give you permission to keep something? Should Baba give you permission to keep something? Those who think that Baba should give permission to keep some I-ness, they raise their hand now. They raise their hand. Those who want some permission to keep some I-ness, won't you say some I-ness will be there, Baba? Won't it be? Oh, so no one is raising the hand. You are very clever, very brave. Your congratulations to you. Yes, you can sing and dance in happiness, but not under stress and strain. Okay. Today's Holi, is it not? This is why Baba says that you have to burn. So, what is to be done now? Muni Ben has the mic with her. It is Rajasthan's turn to do service. Yes.
Seva ka turn Rajasthan ka hai.
Rajasthan's turn, but also Bhopal has come. Bhopal and Rajasthan. So Bhopal and Rajasthan. Bap Dada is happy about one thing, that whichever zone's turn is there, they come in great number. But only when he's saying Rajasthan hasn't come to its fullest extent. So Rajasthan and Bhopal both have come. It's two zones. Baba says you have got a chance and it's good to take a chance. So when you serve, you get the help of the atmosphere and also the blessings of others. In the story of your life, these days when you are serving here are the days of great achievement, and you should always remember these days of your stay here and doing service. All the days you are staying in Madhuban or have stayed in Madhuban, did any obstacles come? All the days you stayed in Madhuban, those who say, think that an obstacle came, raise their hand. Mothers, those who served and think that some obstacle came, they raised their hand. No? Okay, no obstacle came. If no obstacle came, that's fine, but then how much did you accumulate? Yes, you say that obstacle did not come and therefore congratulations for that. But how much did you accumulate? Because you got a chance to accumulate. It was a golden chance to accumulate. How much did you accumulate? Did you check that? Did you accumulate extra income? Did you? Raise your hand if you think that you accumulated extra income. And many are raising their hand. Yes. You all accumulated extra income. Yes. They've raised their hand. And now put back. And so Baba says, these are your golden days, the days when you are accumulating. Therefore, remember these days very much, these days of your life very much, because even if any obstacle comes in your life at that time, remember these days of your stay in Madhuban when you served here. And without buying a ticket, just reach in Madhuban in a subtle form. So without ticket, reach Madhuban in a subtle form. Because this place is a place where Bap Dada did his task, but to catch the vibrations, that's your work, that's your work. But here Bap Dada performed his deeds, and the rays of vibrations of his deeds are spread here.
Itne bade bade bharati jo advance
all, even those Maharathis who have gone in the advance party, they too performed their deeds here, and the vibrations of all the deeds they did, that is also the rays of those deeds are also spread here. This is why you have become a golden chancellor. Not just a chancellor, but a golden chancellor. Rajasthan has to do wonders, is it not? Soul of Rajasthan did a wonder. The governor of Rajasthan, he was responsible for helping us to build Gyan Sarovar. So Baba says that the soul of Rajasthan did the wonder, and that's how Baba's service spread. So half the fruit of that Rajasthan will get. Now you should bring out, create more such cooperative souls, souls who themselves offer you and say, yes, we want to cooperate, we want to help. To come from different parts of Rajasthan here, no one can give an excuse, however big VIP he may be. If it's a big VIP of Rajasthan, then it's not difficult for him to come here. Even a special plane, if he comes in, it's not a big, won't be a big thing. Now do something. There are so many teachers, very, very good teachers are standing. Bap Dada is seeing the speciality of each one of you. Now with your speciality, create cooperative souls or even heirs. So create them now. Just as those of Delhi,
President ko seva mein sahyogi banaye,
made the president become cooperative in service.
Sameep sahyogi nahi, lekin seva mein banaye.
Maybe he hasn't become very close, but still he's cooperative in service. Because he has in his mind, in his heart, that the task which the Brahma Kumaris are doing is very good. But you have made him little cooperative. Now make him more cooperative. Similarly, one soul became instrument in Andhra Pradesh. I think Baba is referring to K.V.K. Raju. I think must be him. So Baba is saying, make someone instrumental. I think maybe Baba is referring to the former chief minister of Andhra Pradesh, who gave land, Shanti Sarovar in Hyderabad. Baba is remembering him. So has anyone else become cooperative like that? The governor was instrumental in making us have the land of Gyan Sarovar. The chief minister of Andhra Pradesh was helpful in giving us the land of Shanti Sarovar Hyderabad. Baba is remembering them. So Baba says, keep on taking such golden chances, whether it is Rajasthan or Bhopal. Has Bhopal made anyone instrumental like that? Someone come close to become cooperative? Muniren is saying that the governor of Madhya Pradesh came this morning and left at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He came, it was very good. But then such people should become cooperative in some task. Make them cooperative, or aid them, or at least make them come close, loving, or make them heirs, either of the three. Heirs, cooperative, or at least loving, close. Bapdada is saying this to everyone, to all the zones. Whoever may come in the front. Bapdada hasn't received the list of air quality souls yet. Yes, the list of souls who are close, who are loving, is there, cooperative also there, but the air quality souls list hasn't come yet. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi 1000 aaye hain.
Muniben is saying 1000 double foreigners have come from 60 countries. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners, please stand quickly. Yes, Baba is giving drishti to all the double foreigners. He's looking around. The brothers from the Kamar group look very, very attractive, very interesting, with their crowns and little. So Baba says, double foreigners are the decoration of Madhuvan. Bap Dada is very happy to see you. Bap Dada is happy to see how you come from different lands, from different languages, different cultures, so many. But then what have all of you become now? You have now all become of one Brahmin culture. Do you like this? Brahmin culture, do you like it? Raise your hand if you like it. Yeah. You like this Brahmin culture? Or you feel that it's a little bit difficult? Don't find it difficult? No? When establishment took place, the establishment of the boarding school took place, at that time Brahma Baba used to say that all of you have come to have, all of you have to come together and create a tree of sandalwood. So double foreigners are like a tree of sandalwood, because you have come from all over the world, and this is like one tree of Brahmins, and you are the leaves of this one Brahmin tree. Only for the sake of service, you are in different countries. But actually, from where are you? What is your permanent address? Which one is your permanent address? Madhuban. Is it not? Are you sure? Madhuban is your permanent address? Yes, pakka, sure? Firm? Yes. Raising their hands. Yeah, very good. Bap Dada heard the news you form different groups for self-progress and also for service. Different groups which you have made is very good. This is the group of Kumars, is it not? They put on the dress, yes, raise your hand, all Kumars. Yeah, wearing a blue jacket.
It's
also Mother's Retreat and the IT group. Mother's Retreat, to raise your hand, Mothers who are in the retreat. The Mothers in the retreat. And also the IT group, Information Technology group, raise your hand. They are not sitting together. Baba is seeing them.
Okay.
Bap Dada heard the news that you have kept very good courage. All belong to us, and everything belongs to us. This is very good courage on your part. So Bap Dada will see that this IT group, with the help of its equipments, where and how you will hoist the flag of revolution. And the Shiv Shakti mothers, what wonders you will show, and the Kumars too, what miracle you will show. What Baba wants to see that now.
Group mein
You create good points for self-progress. It's very good. For making good efforts, you churn different points. That's very good. But still, Bap Dada wants to underline one word. And that one word is determination. So be determined in your efforts. Don't become slack in your efforts again. Let someone shake you a lot, but still you should not become slack. You should become firm, unshakable. Let determination is the hand of courage of Brahmins. Determination is the hand of courage of Brahmins. And where there is courage, their success is destined. Yes, it looks beautiful in Madhuban when you move around in Madhuban. Madhuban looks beautiful. When people hear you or see you, they like it very much because they feel, yes, you are world benefactors. You are serving the world. Not just Bharat. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Yes, you can clap loudly. A double foreigner. Because everybody is told, don't clap till you are told. So they were hesitating. So Baba said, yes, clap, clap as much as you want. Baba was saying, enough, enough. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, six wings have
come. When he's saying six wings have come. So Baba said, our Baba's already given work to the wings. And Baba will see after 15 days. And Muni Benashurai, should they stand up, Baba? Should they stand up? Okay, all the six wings stand up.
Gram Vikas, Sports, Administrators, Mahila Wing,
Village Service,
Transport Wing.
Village Service, Park, Sports Wing, Women, I can see Sports Wing, Body and Mind, Fit and Fine. Even look at the children. Oh, so many children. They have put on crowns. They look so beautiful. Little children, they look very beautiful. Children are decorated. These children are Baba talks about wrestling. So these children are going to, they're shown as wrestlers and they're going to fight against the five vices. And Baba saying to them, come in the front. These children will come in the front. Are they coming in the front? Make them stand on the steps, Baba saying. So that I can see attachment, anger, lust, greed, the five vices. They've shown the five vices. They come in the sports wing. Oh. So this yogi killed anger, now he is killing greed, now he will so all the five vices he will kill. So attachment, ego, so he's one. Brahma Kumar is one. Little children. Baba talks about wrestling. Maya wrestles. And you conquer Maya. Baba is giving the children drishti. Baba is saying, you did very well. The five vices, and this one is Brahma Kumar. Brahma Kumar, wow. Little Brahma Kumar. Baba is giving flowers to the little children. Baba is putting a garland around the necks of all the children. One garland around the necks of 5-6 children. Each wing has its own banner. So this was sports wing. Wrestling is part of sports wing. So all the wings are standing. So, and what group is this? Kumari's group.
Sports wing.
This is sports wing. Those with the blue scarf, they belong to the sports wing. And they have a banner, body and mind, fit and fine. Sports wing. And then there is... So now the Kumaris, they know the game of Maya, don't you? You are brave in it, aren't you? Those who are the sportsmen are very brave. So you are brave also in conquering Maya, aren't you? Never be defeated. Bap Dada, you have to become the garland of Baba's neck, not be defeated. The Hindi word is Har, which has two meanings. Har means garland, Har also means defeat. So you are not to be defeated, you are brave, aren't you? You have to become the garland around Baba's neck. You are brave and they are raising their hand. Yes, we are brave. Very good. Okay. It is Shashi Ben's department. Shashi Ben is the national coordinator of sports wing. So you are teaching them also how to be conqueror of Maya, is it not? I was asking her. Okay, sit down, everybody. ओके
अब क्या करेंगे
नाउ व्हाट विल यू डू Now, within a second,
अपने मन से सब संकल्प
Finish all thoughts in the mind.
एक सेकंड में
And in a second. So in a second, go to Paramdham and be with Baba, the highest on high Father. In the highest of high position and in his company, be in the highest and high stage and sit there. So sit in your highest stage with the highest father in the highest position in the highest place. And
Master Sarvashaktiman
become Master Almighty Authority like the Father
Vishwaki Atmaoko
and Give rays of powers to the souls of the world. And Baba goes into silence, giving drishti to all. And spreading the rays of powers to the world. Drishti continues. There's pin drop silence with over 20,000 people sitting in the hall, inside and outside. Thank you. Bhakta das Drishti moves in the whole hall.
Acha.
Okay. To all the holiest and highest children everywhere. All the world benefactors, special children, special souls. To all the ancestral and worship worthy souls. To all the children who are seated on the heart throne of the Father. Bap Dada's love. Remembrance, and along with the blessings from the heart, love of the heart, and namaste, hearty love and namaste. Your letters, cards, emails,
computer dwara sandesh,
messages through the computer. All have been received by Bap Dada and Bap Dada is seeing those children in front of him and is giving multi-million fold yad pyar to them and giving greetings of holy to them.
Achha.
Okay.